This is Mini Going On Sports. I love you. This is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Dolphins draft and the Dolphins free agent rookies. I've been watching highlights every year for the longest time of all our rookie free agents and all our draft picks. So far, so good. We got two tight ends that can replace Gesicki on offense. We got a receiver from Ole Miss that's pretty explosive. And we have another receiver. I forget where he's from, but he's pretty good too. We got some good outside linebackers that can rush the passer from different schools. We got a dude from Jackson State that was coached by Neon Deion Primetime Sanders. And he's been doing this thing for a little bit. And I think he's going to be a good addition. We got an old lineman from UM. We got a D lineman from UCF. And we got a Samoan D lineman from USC. They known for having real good D linemen, but the D lineman from UCF and the D lineman from USC don't got no highlights on YouTube. So I kind of find that disturbing. Also, we got a D lineman from Mississippi State that don't got no highlights on YouTube. So I'm kind of wondering, like, if you don't got no highlights on YouTube, you a college player, what the fuck you been doing? You out of pocket, bro. They don't got no highlights on YouTube. You couldn't get your homeboy to film. You couldn't get nobody to film for you. People don't fuck with you like that. But anyway, anywho, I really think this free agent class is going to shake up the Dolphins because a lot of people can make the team because we do not have that many draft picks. You only have four draft picks. You know what I'm saying? And we also got a special person as far as the safety position is concerned. We have the Pac-12 player of the year, the safety. Safety, he balling, like catching interceptions, running them back, hitting niggas, all type of fuckery. And to tell you the truth, Tua might be in trouble. Yeah, I said it. Tua might be in trouble. We got former Florida State quarterback Blackman. The dude that was running, scrambling, gambling, running around, throwing passes, doing his thing. Yes, him. I am him. So if Tua mess up, that's your ass, Tua. Yeah, man. So we got a lot of good rookies coming in. We got a lot of good free agents coming in. We got one of the best corners in the league. The more hyped up corners in the league that live up to the hype. From the LA Rams, used to be with Jacksonville. I keep on forgetting his name, but he's a very good corner. So right now, the Dolphins has the best two cornerbacks in the NFL, the best combination of cornerbacks in the NFL. And the additions that we got on defense is going to improve our depth. And Nick Chubb, you better get 10 sacks this year. Oh, my mama, you better get 10 sacks this year. Or it's going to be me and you in the locker room. Yes, that's a threat. You ain't do nothing last year, bro. You ain't do nada. And you got a big contract from us. Come on, man. You ain't do shit last year. You out of pocket. You better turn it up. You had somebody getting sacked on the other side. I know you used to deal with Von Miller. He's taking up all the space. But, bruh. You ain't do nada, nothing. I ain't even see you get a strip fumble last year. Yeah, but let me just stop going on around a little bit about this nigga. But anyway, overall, I think the Dolphins improved their defense and got some key integral parts to the offense taken care of through the free agency class and the draft. It's been really a basically podcast about the Miami Dolphins draft and free agent review. And the running back situation, I think we're okay because we have two speedster running backs, one from Texas A&M that we drafted, and another dude, I think he's from Mississippi, one of those Mississippi schools, I think Mississippi State in the SEC. Yeah, so Mississippi State dude look like a baby Barry Sanders. He be doing this thing. And if he could do damage like that in the SEC, he could definitely play in the NFL. And I really think that if we could piece these guys together and have this genius of offensive coordinator and coach come together, we'll be a top 10 offense. And we'll be a top 15 defense, basically a playoff team. And we can really do our thing as far as playing in the NFL. We'll probably get like 11 wins, something like that. But anyhow, this is me going on sports. I love you. Peace. This is Domingo Knows Sports, a sports cast from Domingo point of view. I'm mainly talking about the NFL, the NBA, and college football on this podcast, trying to bring some comedy to the sports realm. Also, talking about these different sports and everything, different subjects within those three sports, which is, again, the NBA, NFL, and college football. Domingo Knows Sports Podcast, for the person with a short attention span, it's only a little bit over 5 minutes, no more, no less. Domingo Knows Sports Podcast, I love you. Peace.